All right, now, who's next?
Greg Berger, sir.
Him again? Oh, not that Oh, Greg, good to see you again. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, hey, nice to see you too. I didn't get any sides.
Well, we haven't written them yet, but we scheduled these auditions and we paid in advance for the studio, so get on in there.
Do I use this mic? Oh, okay, what kind of guy are we talking about?
Can I have a level, please?
Oh, sure, let's see. Okay,
Today's announcers have natural voices typical of your average American, and consequently that wonderful, wacky world of radio announcing might just...
That's enough, and don't ever do that voice again. Now, this character is a police officer.
She walked into the room. She was tall, well-built, and completely blonde, except for her hair. That was black.
No, he's tougher than that.
Oh, how about this?
Me Grimlock from Transformers show. Me big and strong, and me have severe pronoun trouble.
No, even tougher.
Oh, I have a character I do on Real Monsters called the Grumble,
who starts out very nurturing, but very soon he breaks out and purveys pusillanimous pieces of pond scum.
No, I don't think he'll do.
Well, on the Spider-Man show,
I do a villain named Mysterio, a master of special effects and treachery. And Kraven, the world's greatest hunter, who will stalk Spider-Man and mount him on the wall as my trophy!
I forgot to mention, he's a businessman.
Oh, a businessman? You mean like a...
Hey, folks! This is Madman Marita Discount Demon! I'm giving stuff away here! $2 for a TV set! 19 cents for a Lexus! Come take advantage of a stupid person!
No. He's smarter than that.
Psst, over here. Hey, Val, you want to buy a watch? This one comes complete with the wrist attached.
No, this character is the president of a large corporation.
Well, maybe one of these here Texas oil magnates, you know? I got me a 1,000-acre ranch. I call it margarine on account of it's one of my lower-priced spreads.
No, meaner than that.
Miss Emerson, take a memo. Fire everyone on the 5th through 16th floors. Have that typed, then Xerox, then fire the typist, the Xerox room, and yourself.
But he also has a nice side to him.
Oh, well, actually, I do Mr. Pinkley on the Kathy specials.
Oh, Kathy, you're a cinch for that Employee of the Year award. Yeah, especially since everyone else just got laid off.
I also do Orson the Pig on the Garfield cartoons.
Orson is nice and friendly, and he likes Garfield's dog Odie, who I also do.
I think we have quite enough here, Gary.
Greg.
Oh, wait, how about a professor type?
Now, students, today we will study the Nephrolepus exultata.
Thank you.
Oh, how about a cockney caretaker?
Greg, please.
Morning, governor. Listen, I am the guy, but I'll leave the key to the castle under the drawbridge for you. How about that?
We have actors waiting.
You know, I have a lot of other voices. If you could just give me some idea of what it is.
Thank you.
Okay, you want me to leave a picture and resume?
That won't be necessary.
Okay.